hrc.ca. You are tuning in to hear our Jesus Christ Superstar Marathon episode. You would have just heard the overture to that seminal rock opera written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. This is the original 1970 concept album that we're listening to. I'm Henry, and we also have Tommy over here, who's a bit disengaged. I'm sort of going...
Aren't we all?
I'm going through a really major kind of period of interest in this work.
It's called a hyperfixation.
Classic Judas.
What is wrong with
Okay, lots of love coming up next. You're going to hear.
Lots of hate.
Heaven on their minds.
Hate.
From Jesus Christ Superstar.
My mind is clearer now. Strip away the myth from the man, you will see where we all soon will be. Jesus! You started to believe the things that serve you. You really do believe this talk of God is true. And all the good you've done will soon get swept away. You've begun to matter more than the things you say. Listen, Jesus, I don't like what I see. All I ask is that you listen to me. And remember, I've been your right hand man all along. You have set them all on fire. They think they found the new Messiah, and they'll hurt you when they find they're wrong. I remember when this whole thing began, no talk of God, then we called you a man. And believe me, my admiration for you hasn't died. But every word you say today is twisted round some other way. They'll hurt you if they think you've lied. Nazareth, your famous son, should have stayed a great unknown, like his father carving wood. He'd have made good tables, chairs, and oaken chest, would have suited Jesus best. He'd have caused nobody harm, no one alarm. Listen, Jesus, do you care for your race? Don't you see we must keep in our place? We are occupied, have you forgotten? Precious if we go too far. Now it's sour. Yes, it's all God's hour. Listen, Jesus, to the warning of you. Get your body out for it. Come on, come on, listen to me.
happening? What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
What should you want to know? Don't you mind about the future? Don't you try to think ahead? Save tomorrow for tomorrow. With fighting, times and things you can't defy. You knew the path we're riding. You'd understand it less than
what's
I would.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Let me try to cool down, Bisbee. 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 Yes, I can understand that she amuses, but to let her stroke you, kiss your hair, is hardly in your line. It's not that I object to her profession, but she doesn't fit in well with what you teach and say. It doesn't help us if you're inconsistent. They only need a small excuse to put us all away. Who are you to criticize her? Who are you to despise her? Leave her, let her be now. Leave her, she's with me now. If your slate is clean, then you can throw stones. If your slate is not, then leave her alone. I'm amazed that men like you can be so shallow, thick and slow. There is not a man among you who knows or cares if I come or go.
Hey y'all, welcome back. I think you would have just heard two songs back to back, as they would have originally been played either in a production of Jesus Christ Superstar, which hopefully we'll see soon here at Queens, thanks to Queens Musical Theater.
We can just independently make it happen too.
Yeah, a little good luck. We'll need at least like $2,000 to get the rights to it.
Oh, I can make that happen.
Yeah, you bet you can.
I was just talking about becoming a GIMP.
I'm trying to talk. Alternatively, the Queen's...
Wow.
The Queen's dance...
Don't feed him after midnight.
It's not even... Okay, the Queen's dance school major could do a production of this. That would also work. And then they would
Where are they going to get $2,000?
They'd get $10,000 in their budget. I've seen their budget.
Okay, yeah, let's spend our budget. Dance school... Oh, you're talking about the major.
The major.
You're just talking about dance school in general.
No, the major.
How much of that goes to how much of the budget last dance goes in to
in
the
one
major?
Of the play, I don't know, but I know the major gets $10,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. 2000. Well, we need another 2000 to like to resurrect Jesus from the dead.
I think they did that for free. Anyways,
we could get a dead guy.
The two songs you just heard. The
I'm
first
to
one
buy
was
a cadaver.
Was Heaven on Their Minds. That's Judas Iscariot singing that on his lonesome, kind of. And then after that, you would have heard What's the Buzz, which is I believe it's kind of a lot of the Jesus's followers,
more commonly Mary, known as the disciples.
Yeah, it's, well, no. Also, like the 50,000 other, just like
oh.
Gentiles
so, like,
and
so,
Jews
like,
who were following
us and Andrew Tate.
No, I would be nice, good, okay. Yeah, so like all his the people, the apostles.
Apostles, you fucking said that wrong. Ooh, sorry,
apostles.
And then the apostles,
Mary
Creed,
Magdalene would have been
in the
there
Holy
too.
God.
And they were singing and stuff, and they were saying, Jesus, what's going on? And he was like, don't you mind, don't you worry about the future.
I like this musical begs the question, what if Jesus was a groovy black man, gay man?
Okay, that's true.
I think that's awesome.
Stupid idiot. Well, there's also
It's cool.
There's also another play. It's called Godspell. Like,
well,
gospel.
I know about Godspell.
You know about Godspell. Nice.
I live with...
And you don't know about Jesus
God
Christ Superstar?
Damn. I know about Jesus Christ Superstar. That's me doing my Jesus impression.
Okay, so you would have heard, again, Heaven on Their Minds, and then what's out? Oh, I hit a nerve. One time I smashed the plate with my hand and it broke and it got into my head.
This is why Henry's at the hospital.
I have a nerve right there and if I hit it, it like...
You're such a baby.
It hurts my entire hand. My finger is burning. Anyways.
Why are you wired wrong?
And then attached to What's the Buzz, you would have also heard Strange Thing Mystifying. Thank you for listening to that. We're moving on with our only listening to Jesus Christ Superstar episode with This Jesus Must Die, which is the...
What a great name.
For a song?
Yeah.
This is like the... The temple priests, you know, like with Caiaphas, the high priest, and Annas. That's what Bob Marley wanted.
They're the same person.
Hey.
In Jesus Christ.
God only knows.
Good Caiaphas, the council waits for you. The Pharisees and priests are here for you.
Gentlemen, you know why we are here. We've not much time and quite a problem here.
Listen to that howling mob of blockheads in the street. A trick or two with lepers, and the whole town's on his feet. He is dangerous. He is dangerous.
The man is in town right now to whip up some support.
Right outside our yard.
Quick, Caiaphas, go call the Roman guard.
No, wait. We need a more permanent solution to our problem.
What they can do about Jesus of Nazareth, miracle, wonder man, hero, fools.
No riots, no army, no fighting, no slogans.
One thing I'll say for him, Jesus is cool.
We dare not leave him to his own devices. His half-witted fans will get out of control.
But how can we stop him? His glamour increases by leaps every minute. He's top of the
pole. I see bad things arising. The crowd crowning king, which the Romans would ban. I see
destruction or elimination because of one man. Blood and destruction because of one man. Because of one man. Our elimination because of one man. Because of one, cause of one, cause of one man.
What can we do about this, Jesus Mayor?
How do we deal with the Carpenter King?
Where do we start with a man who is bigger than John was when John did his baptism?
Fools! No perception. The stakes we are gambling are frighteningly high. We must crush him completely. So like John before him, this Jesus must die. For the sake of the nation, this Jesus must die. Must die, must die. This Jesus must die. So like John before him, this Jesus must die. Must die, must die. This Jesus must, Jesus must, Jesus must die.
We anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Tell the mob who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse. They should disperse.
Breath moaning at the crowd. Nothing can be done to stop the shouting. If every tongue was still, the noise would still continue. The rocks and stones themselves would start to sing.
Hosanna, hey, Zanna, Zanna, Zanna.
Radio.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
This is you.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Oh, what's me? Show me me.
It's this Family Guy meme.
That one boy.
That, read it out loud.
That one boy who's one with the girls.
Who's one of the girls.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Not me. It cannot be me.
So you would have just listened to, I believe, This Jesus Must Die, and then Hosanna from the rock opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, Jesus Christ Superstar. This is from the original concept album recorded in 1970. A big fan of this so far. You know, again, this has been kind of my special.
This is my first time hearing it.
I know it's kind of messed up.
My Jesus Christ Super Virginity.
And Tommy doesn't even care and isn't even listening to it actually.
I am. What day of the week during Ring Week did you watch this? I just need to know like the time span on this.
Well, I've been listening to this album pretty much nonstop since Sunday, but I watched the movie on Friday night.
So a week ago.
No, last night actually.
You watched a movie last night?
Yeah. But I've kind of been...
But you've been listening. What inspired you to start listening to this?
I had a premonition.
Oh, nice. That's like sometimes like when I like write gay porn, like it comes to me in a dream.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like
maybe you're actually gay.
Nah.
Nah, don't mess me with that.
Gay.
Nice. That was pretty sick.
Mess me with that gay shit.
Speaking of gay shit, coming up next, you're going to hear the song The Temple, awesome Jesus number in here, dude. Freaking awesome Jesus number. Jesus, what an awesome Jesus number.
Jesus.
And after that, you'll hear some more from Jesus Christ Superstar, because we're doing our Jesus Christ Superstar only marathon. Again, you're now about to hear The Temple from Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's a rock opera, The Jesus Christ Superstar. Ron, you are listening to Simon Zealots. Stupid.
almost through. Little left to do. After all I've tried for 3 years, seems like 30, seems like 30.
Looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
Welcome back. You are still listening to CFRC 101.9 FM or online at cfrc.ca. This is Bright Side of the Pooh. You're here with me, Henry, and of
me,
course,
Tommy.
That's
and
Tommy.
I just have something to announce. How and why is Roman Polanski still alive? He's 92.
Many good questions, and I think
and
we're going to find...
Woody Allen also alive?
Is he? Yeah, I think he is. Anyway, these are good questions, but we're going to get back ASAP to our listening of Jesus Christ Superstar almost in full. Had to cut a couple songs. We're just listening to, you know, the ones I didn't cut, which I think are the best ones, and I got quiet there. Again, we're listening to the almost entirety of a Jesus Christ Superstar, a rock opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. This is from the original 1970 concept album recording.
He was in Rush Hour 3.
Roman Polanski. I think I knew that.
I didn't.
So again, you would have just heard both Simon Zealots, and then you would have heard the Temple, Good Number from Jesus in that one. And up next, I think you're going to hear, I think, maybe song number one or number two of the entire album, of the entire musical. And that is, of course, going to be Damned for All Time / Blood Money. It goes from, like, this fantastic, like, soulful, impassioned, operatic rock song, funky as all heck, from Judas in this production played by Murray Head. To this kind of like jaunty but sinister, maniacal kind of little ditty. It's stellar. It's really stellar. So again, that's going to be Damned for All Time / Blood Money from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Some time to work out what to do. I weighed the whole thing up before I came to you. I had no thought at all about my own reward. I really didn't come here of my own accord. Just don't say I'm damned for all time. I came because I had to. I'm the one who saw Jesus can't control it like he did before. And furthermore, I know that Jesus thinks so too. Jesus wouldn't mind that I was here with you. I have no thought at all about my own reward. I really didn't come here on my own accord. Just don't say I'm damned for all time.
We just need to know where the soldiers can find him.
With no crowd around him,
then we can't fail.
I don't need your blood money.
Oh, that doesn't matter, our expenses are good.
I don't want your blood money.
But you might as well take it, we think that you should.
Think of the things you can do with that money. Choose any charity, give to the poor.
We've noted your motives, we've noted your feelings.
This isn't blood money, it's a fee nothing, fee nothing, fee nothing more.
On Thursday night, you'll find him where you want him. Far from the crowds in the Garden of Gethsemane.
On Judas,
broken man, cluttering up my hallway. Who is this unfortunate?
Someone, Christ, hang off the juice.
Oh, so this is Jesus Christ. I am really quite surprised. You look so small, not a king at all. We all know that you are news, but are you king, king of the Jews?
That's what you say.
What do you mean by that? Of the Jews. How can someone in your state be so cruel about your fate? An amazing thing, this silent king. Since you come from Galilee, then you need not come to me. Your Herod's race, your Herod's case.
Okay, welcome back. You would have just heard, the arrest. So that's the arrest of Christ. No, that wasn't the arrest. That was actually Pilate and Christ, Pontius Pilate.
This guy,
that is.
Fake fan.
And before that, you would have heard. We skipped some songs because we're running out of time. Damned for all time / blood money.
Hey, how do you write like you're running out of time, or is it how do you write when?
Okay, what do you have to say, Tommy? What's your thing?
What's my thing that I had to say? Me. Do you have a favorite band? Chick.
Meep.
Yes, me. Really, what's the name of it? Chick. One Direction. Me. Wow, I was talking about rock band, but don't get me wrong, they're talented dudes, but I was talking about rock bands. If you let me finish, I would fence my Santa ants.
That's awesome. So next you're going to hear one of my personal favorite songs. I don't necessarily think it's one of the greatest songs ever written, but it is a very, I think it's fun, you know, very musical theater-like kind of, you know what I mean. It's going to be a King Heron song, great little tune. After that, Juxtaposition, we're going to hear Judas's Death. That's a pretty extreme song. Thank you.
Jesus, I am overjoyed to meet you face to face. You've been getting quite a name all around the place. Healing cripples, raising from the dead. And now I understand you're God. At least that's what you've said. You are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine, that's all you need to, and I'll know it's all true. Come on, King of the Jews. Jesus, you just won't believe the hit you've made round here. You are all we talk about, the wonder of the year. Oh, what a pity. If it's all a lie, still I'm sure that you can rock the cynics if you try. So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool. If you do that for me, then I'll let you go free. Come on, King of the Jews. Thank you.
I'd ask any superstar, what is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I am waiting, yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with his bread. You can do it on your head. Or has something gone wrong? Why do you take so long? Come on, King of the Jews. Hey, aren't you scared of me, Christ? Mr. Wonderful Christ. You're a joke, you're not the Lord. You're nothing but a fraud. Take him away, he's got nothing to say. Get out, you King of the... Get out! Get out, you King of the Jews. Get out, you King of the Jews. Get out of my life. Not God, I saw him. He looked in corners then, and he was so bad I had to turn my head. You beat him so hard that he was bent and lame, and I know who everybody's going to blame. I don't believe he knows I acted for a good. I'd save him all this suffering if I could. Don't believe our good. Save him if I could. Cut the confessions, forget the excuses. I don't understand why you're filled with remorse. All that you've said has come true with a vengeance. The mob turned against him, you've backed the right horse.
What you have done will be the saving of Israel. You'll be remembered forever for this. And not only that, you've been paid for your efforts. Pretty good wages for one little kiss.
Christ, I know you can hear me, but I only did what you wanted me to. Christ, I'd sell out the nation, for I have been saddled with the murder of you. I have been spattered with innocent blood. I shall be dragged through the slime and the mud. I have been spattered with innocent blood. I shall be dragged through the slime and the slime and the slime and the mud. I don't know how to love him. I don't know why he moves me. He's a man. He's just a man. He's not a king. He's just the same as anyone I know. He scares me so. When he's cold and dead, will he let me be? Does he love me too? Does he care for me?
Okay, we're running out of time. I want to make it clear again that I am demanding that Queens Musical Theater does a performance of Jesus Christ Superstar in the 2026-2027 school year, or alternatively, that the dance school major in the 2026-2027 school year is, one of them is Jesus Christ Superstar. I would like to audition for the parts of drummer. I'd like to apply for the role of director. And I'd like to also audition for the parts of Pontius Pilate, Caiaphas, Annas, Peter, or a member of the chorus. Thank you. You just heard Judas's Death and Pretty Extreme Song, and before that a more lighthearted song, which was King Herod's song. Next, you're going to hear the final two songs of note of this play. We're skipping the crucifixion because it's not very interesting, and John 1941 because it is straight classical music. I think, I'm pretty sure I remember that, and it's not very interesting. But first, you're going to hear Trial Before Pilate, including the 39 Lashes, and finally, Superstar, the headlining big ticket number, which is very exciting. I like that one. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
And so the king is once again my guest.
And why is this? Was Herod unimpressed?
We turn to Rome to sentence Nazareth. We have no law to put a man to death. We need him crucified. It's all you have to do. We need him crucified. It's all you have to do.
Talk to me, Jesus Christ. You have been brought here, manacled, beaten by your own people. Do you have the first idea why you deserve it? Listen, King of the Jews, where is your kingdom? Look at me, am I a Jew?
I have got no kingdom in this world. I'm through, through, through.
Talk to me, Jesus Christ.
There may be a kingdom for me somewhere if I only knew.
And you're a king. It's you that say I am. I look for truth and find that I get them.
But what is truth? Is truth unchanging law? We both have truths. Are mine the same as yours?
Crucify him! Crucify him!
What do you mean? You crucify your king?
You have no king but Caesar.
He's done no wrong. No, not the slightest thing.
We have no king but Caesar. Crucify him!
No reason. I find no evil. This man is harmless, so why does he upset you? He's just misguided. Thinks he's important. But to keep you vultures happy, I shall flog him. Dead soon could well be. Why do you not speak when I have your life in my hands?
You have nothing in your hands. Any power you have comes to you from far beyond. Everything is fixed and you can't change it.
You're a fool, Jesus Christ. How can I help you?
No matter.